Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're looking at The Juice, that daily educational app helping students boost their skills and knowledge.
That's right.
And our goal here is simple. Give parents and teachers a quick rundown of what your students are reading in The Juice today.
Exactly. Just a summary of each article and maybe, you know, a couple of questions to help you chat with your kids about it.
To sort of spark that deeper conversation.
Yeah, just to get them thinking beyond the app itself.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, 1975 car, motorcycle, pet rocks found in world's largest time capsule.
Ah, yes. The Seward, Nebraska capsule, sealed 50 years ago, just open.
And they found, well, quite a mix. A 75 Chevy Vega, a motorcycle.
And those classic 70s items, pet rocks, I saw a leisure suit mentioned too. Apparently 5,000 items in total.
Buried by a gentleman named Harold Davison for his grandkids. Some people even found letters from relatives, which is quite personal.
Yeah, the article stresses it's not just about the stuff, right? It's about reflecting on who people were then.
Definitely. So a good question for kids might be, if you could send a message 50 years into the future, what would you want people to know about you and your life now?
Oh, that's a good one. Or maybe, what items from today would you put in a time capsule? What would they say about 2025?
Good prompts. Okay, shifting gears a bit. The next article is quite serious. New rapid attribution study estimates 1,500 deaths in recent European heat wave.
Right, this one's about a very new kind of study, a rapid attribution study. It tries to quickly figure out if human-caused climate change played a role in an extreme weather event like this heat wave.
And this one estimates, what, 1,500 deaths linked to that late June heat wave? With temperatures hitting like 114 Fahrenheit in places?
Exactly. It compares what happened with a model of what might have happened without climate change.
Interesting approach.
It is. And they found most deaths, about 1,100, were among older adults 75 plus. Places like Barcelona, Milan, Paris were hit hard.
The article does mention it's not peer-reviewed yet, though scientists seem generally supportive.
That's a key point. Peer review is that process where other experts check the research, you know, for validity.
So that leads to a good discussion point. What are the pros and cons of releasing study findings before peer review?
Definitely worth discussing. And maybe also, how can communities get ready for extreme heat? What can we do to lessen the health impacts?
They're very relevant questions. Okay, let's move from climate science to artificial intelligence in a perhaps unexpected place.
Right.
Putting the AI in Dubai restaurant to be helmed by artificial intelligence.
This is about a new upscale restaurant in Dubai called Woohoo, opening in December. And its head chef is an AI named Chef Imam.
An AI head chef. Seriously.
Yep. It's described as a large language model for food. So it's been trained on tons of food science recipes from everywhere.
And it decides everything. Menu, decor, service.
That's the plan. Human cooks will actually make the food and taste it, of course.
Wow.
The creators see it as enhancing creativity, not replacing humans. They hope to license the tech if it works out.
Wild. Okay, a fun question for kids. If you had a robot chef that could make anything you imagined, what would you ask for?
Huh. Love that. Or maybe think bigger. What are the potential pluses and minuses of using AI in creative areas like cooking or maybe even art?
Good one. All right, next is the quote of the day featuring Gertrude Stein.
Ah, Gertrude Stein. American writer, poet, art collector, lived 1874 to 1946.
And the quote is, "Everyone gets so much information all day long that they lose their common sense."
It feels like she could have written that yesterday, doesn't it?
It really does. The article gives some context to her famous Paris Salon, attended by Picasso, Hemingway. She was a major figure in modernism, known for her experimental style.
Very influential. So, connecting that quote to today.
You could ask, what does that quote mean to you now, with all the info we get constantly?
Yeah, and maybe follow up with, how can we hold on to our common sense or practice critical thinking when there's just so much information coming at us?
Important skills. Okay, let's talk sports. Sinner holds on. Swiatek dominates to win Wimbledon.
Big wins at the oldest, most prestigious tennis tournament. Jannik Sinner, the men's world number one, won his first Wimbledon title, beating Carlos Alcaraz.
And on the women's side, Iga Swiatek from Poland.
Yeah.
Well, she just dominated.
Absolutely. A 6-0 final. Incredible. That's her sixth Grand Slam, but her first Wimbledon.
Both players talked about gratitude, enjoying the moment.
Which is a great lesson itself. So maybe ask, What does it feel like to achieve something you've worked really, really hard for?
Nice. Or perhaps, what qualities do you think top athletes need to reach that highest level in their sport?
Good question. Focus, dedication, resilience, probably.
Definitely. Okay, last article in this title is something else. U.S. to drop millions of maggots across the Southwest.
It sounds alarming, but there's a solid reason. It's about tackling the new world screwworm fly.
The flesh-eating pest that attacks cattle?
Exactly. The larvae burrow into living animals, causing terrible damage, even death. It's a huge threat to the cattle industry.
So, the maggots, how does that help?
Well, they're not just any maggots. They're releasing millions of sterilized male screwworm flies from a special fly factory in Texas.
Ah, so the sterilized males mate with wild females, but they don't produce offspring.
Precisely. It causes the population to crash. It's a method they've used successfully before, and it avoids widespread pesticide use.
That's actually pretty clever. Using the pest's own biology against it.
It really is. So, for discussion, if you could invent a clever, maybe unexpected way to solve a big problem, what would it be?
Fun question.
And maybe. How does understanding an insect's life cycle help scientists find solutions that are effective and better for the environment?
Great way to connect science and problem solving. Okay, that wraps up our look at today's articles in The Juice.
We hope this quick deep dive gives you a useful snapshot of what your students are learning about.
Yeah, and hopefully these summaries and questions help you connect with them, maybe spark some interesting conversations.
Absolutely. Foster that curiosity. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.